Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love, and we're at the 14th of January. This is the first show of the year. Happy New Year. And I had a show, actually it was New Year's Eve, And some of these principles I'm talking about today, conscience currency, the Thrive Movement, I gave some coverage, a little bit of discussion too here, the end of the year. Today we're going to go full bore into this understanding of conscience currency and the Thrive Movement. There's a huge amount of buzz on this Thrive Movement. If you haven't tuned into it, I'll be going into today. The article I've got up on the Cosmic Love website has some extraordinary videos, YouTube videos that you can view that goes into the concept that is central to the Thrive Movement, and we'll be going into that more so. And central to this concept also of Thrive is what I refer to is conscience currency. So I like to think that there's no stopping the global conscious evolution revolution, and that this Thrive Movement is really a function of that. It's the combination of energies that are affecting our whole solar system right now. I'll be going into that, the science. There's a combination of science and spirituality that we'll be discussing, the marriage of science and spirituality, the understanding that they're really inseparable, that there is a knowing. The key concept of science is knowing, and we're moving into a time-space continuum, you might say, where people know intuitively with different gifts, what they might call gifts of the Holy Spirit, or I just call effective sensory perception. There's nothing extra about it when you got it. So this is a call-in show. If you'd like to discuss some of these concepts I'm talking about, I think this Thrive Movement and what it represents, what it's about, the whole subject of the thrival of humanity rather than just the survival of humanity. I'd like to go to the light side today rather than dwell on the dark side. More light, less darkness is the way I look at it. So we've got a new opportunity with the new year. We're kind of in the etheric blueprint of the year, which is the 12 o'clock line of 12 months, like the cosmic clock for the year. And I'm going to go into this concept of thrival as a function of conscience currency. And you might say this is the concept centered in the concept of freedom and opportunity, and how freedom and opportunity just want to be free and thrive. And this may be a challenge to the willful ignorance and cherished illusions of paradigm paralysis, but mass awakening has its own timetable. And that timetable over this next year is really coming to a head for a lot of reasons we'll be going into today. So the world is what we make it, and it's time to thrive with a new currency for conscience. And this currency really is the valuation of an understanding that you might say is the pearl of great price. The most valued values that really give valuation of the sacred is really what we're talking about. And awakening to this understanding is awakening to the big picture that's shaping world events. This is inspirational from one perspective and actually depressing from another, because as you get the big picture and wake up to how bad things are as well as how good things can be, then there are choices that naturally and options that are naturally available. So there's a lot of youthful spirits that are optimistic about the future and in full faith that the future will have many blessings. But there's also many life-battered spirits who are pessimistic with the type of PTSD that revisits past fear-embedded traumas, no matter what promising vistas may be on the horizon. So this understanding of challenge and opportunity, optimism and pessimism that's out there regarding to what's going to be happening in 2012 really comes down to the choice point. The greatest power that we have is the power to make a choice, individually and collectively. And I like to look at this, you know, the cup being half full rather than half empty. And you know, you can't be inspired and depressed at the same time. So I prefer the cup half full perspective on how good things can be. And what I'm saying is that you can't be inspired with a source connection. The concept of source is really the concept of the source field. And I've had a series of articles on my website. Some of you that follow what I've been writing about, these articles on the source field and the source field investigations, and the links of the article that I have now that's up on the Cosmic Love webpage on this concept of the source field, the source. You can't be inspired with a source connection, you know, an appreciation of the spirit that matters, and at the same time be disconnected and depressed with depreciation of the currency of conscience. In other words, you can't be grateful for inspiration from source in good conscience and also be depressed at the same time. So I like to bring a little humor to the subject by, you know, trying to make it real simple. As the Ascended Master Forrest Gumption might say, conscience is what conscience does. Well, the currency of conscience is a self-evident truth if you've got it. It's all a matter of mind over matter. If there's mind, everything matters. If there's no mind, doesn't matter. So humor helps to basically give currency to the currency of conscience. You know, the more light, the less darkness. And the higher the understanding of source, the greater the currency of conscience you exchange in the world for goods and services. What goes around in good conscience sooner or later comes around with gooder goods and better services. So that's the gold standard for the currency of conscience. Or as the chief architect of the Constitution, James Madison, said, conscience is the most sacred of all property. Now, I use that quote a lot. I mean, if you think about it, you know, the chief architect of the Constitution really had his head screwed on right to make that make a point that conscience is the most sacred of all property. So we're talking about, of course, moral, spiritual properties that really govern at the highest level. And this is a theme that I think we're going to see a lot more in 2012. You know, the real issue comes down to, you know, where's the conscience? the political, economic milieu that we're in, and, you know, all the stuff going on with politics and economics, you know, the big question, is where's the conscience of our representatives? You know, what's really going on here? What in the world is going on? So we're going to be going into this today from multiple perspectives. And I'd like to think we're going to bring some, you know, light dark matters. And so this is, like I said, a call-in show. If there's something on your heart you'd like to talk about in this regard, specifically the Thrive Movement, that's going to be kind of a theme I'm going to be talking about today. I'm just getting started. But I'm certainly glad to take your calls. So let me go on saying that enlightened humanity, and this is, you know, this is, I like to hold the concept of that there is a lot of people that are waking up, and that there is a large percentage of humanity that is enlightened, and they may be a minority of incarnate souls on Earth, but don't confuse quantity with quality. The concept of one with source is a majority, or one with source is the concept of one with source, you know, when you're one with Source, when you're connected with this Source concept, that connection has always been the catalyst for upward mobile evolution, you know, throughout Earth's history and throughout worlds without end. I mean, it's that concept of connection with Source, or having a Source connection, or having a connection with, you know, you might say, the conscience of God, universe, all it is. That concept, that understanding throughout history, we're finding out it was a lot more there than we had any realization. I mean, whoever came up with the Mayan calendar was able to see what was be going on in 2012, you know, thousands of years ago. They definitely had some attunement with Source and cycles in our galaxy, cycles in our solar systems, and have an attunement that was way beyond technology that was even available in recent years. So there's this understanding that there always has been and there always will be that those who connect with the higher intelligence of Source, and I've gone into that concept of what this Source field is a lot in recent articles on my websites. I provide links to that on the Cosmic Love homepage. And those who really want to get a grasp of and wrap their mind around what's going on with the collective consciousness of humanity and what's going on with this new currency of conscience that's emerging as the gold standard for the next economy, you might say, that's a good place to begin because there's a lot of science there that really goes into, you know, the cosmic history of this understanding of Source and Source field and the intelligence of the quantum field that is intensifying now with the surge in the Source field with alignment of our solar system with the galactic plane. And I provide links on that, an explanation of that. And some of you are probably listening and say, well, get on with the show because I know what you're talking about. Others may not. But anyway, you have two things going on here. You've got some people that are waking up, they're quickening in their consciousness and their awareness with an upward mobile evolution of their awareness of the world situation and more of an attunement and a full presence in the here and now. And conversely, you can say that all suffering that we see on the planet comes from the sense of separation from the spirit of this Source or cosmic love in form infrequently, in frequency, as in frequently. So there is a divine order in the universe. You might say that God has methods, and the Holy Spirit of love and action. It really is a representation of the methods of Source or universe or God. So enough of that. I want to give a quote here from David R. Hawkins, the author of the book, one of my favorite top 10 books, Power versus Force. He says that there is no antidepressant that will cure depression that is spiritually based. For the malaise doesn't originate from brain dysfunctions, but from an accurate response to the desecration of life. And this understanding of the consecration of life with an attitude of gratitude in good conscience is foundational for relationships of relevance, and you might say ultimate reverence, the sacredness of life. So the more consecration in that spirit, the less desecration. And we're seeing a lot of desecration of life on the earth right now, and a lot of people are depressed because of it. So the more conscience, the less unconscionable or an insane policy of institutionalized profiteering from terror, war, disease, and destruction of our environmental life support systems. This is a huge issue that's going on the earth right now. A lot of people are waking up to just how bad things really are and get depressed. Other people are waking up and saying, you know, things are bad. How can we make them better? And that's the pure intention of the Thrive Movement, which is consecrated to this currency of conscience I've been referring to. So those who have been following the Thrive Movement know that Foster Gamble was the producer, director, and creator of this Thrive Movement, the Thrive Video. You can get DVDs of it. A lot of people bought them back after when it was released on 11/11/11 and through Thanksgiving. They're exchanging and showing the DVDs or the videos with their friends. Some people used the DVDs as stocking stuffers on Christmas. This is quite a movement worldwide. People all over the world are very excited about this Thrive Movement to this movie. And on the article that I've got there on the Cosmic Love webpage, I've got a picture in that article of Foster Gamble there and sitting in front of a Taurus field. And is a graphic of this Taurus field. And this Taurus field, that's kind of a circular, ovoid field, energy field around that object in front of him. That Taurus field thought form or focal point is used throughout the Thrive movie. And those who haven't seen it yet, I'm just referencing this now because I'm going to be going into that understanding of that Taurus field, and you might say from a multidimensional perspective that wasn't really detailed or explained in the movie itself. It was just kind of a focal point for you to connect the dots yourself. And, of course, I'm going to be kind of fleshing out those dots a little bit more so you can connect the dots and get the picture. But this Taurus field, there is the same type of Taurus field, energy field, around the heart chakra, when it is coherent with the frequencies of holy compassion, you know, the Holy Spirit of love and action, which is, you know, violet in the aura. People who have second sights, when people are in this frequency of the Holy Spirit, they have violet in their aura. And that frequency is actually, with the heart, around the heart, it's actually a golden ratio algorithm of the 3-4 rhythm of the heart. That's the science of it. There's ways that they can monitor that frequency of holy compassion with biofeedback monitors. And you can actually train the body to go into that, you know, with deep alpha or theta rhythms. There's quite a science to this. So there's the auric Taurus field around the body, you know, the aura around the body is actually centered in the heart, which is the strongest electromagnetic field in the body. So there's this understanding of the Taurus field. One understanding of it is that, you know, the human aura is a Taurus field. And now I'm going to be going into this more to understand that this Taurus field is a principle that's all through the universe. There's also a Taurus field around every atom's nucleus, and our entire galaxy, 250 billion star systems, you know, are in our galaxy, and they're in our Milky Way galaxies, like spiral. It's a spiral galaxy, it's kind of in a plane, but there's a Taurus field around the galaxy, and there's a video they provided on this article that's on the Cosmic Love website that is about 2 minutes long. That's a brilliant rendition of this Taurus field around the Earth, around our galaxy. I've mentioned how it's around, you know, the heart, and the auric field around the body. And this concept of this Taurus field and the design of it, how it funnels cosmic energy in from the top and the bottom of the field through like in the case of our galaxy, a black-white hole. Now, I'm not whole in terms of W-H-O-L-E, not whole as in H-O-L-E. There's a wholeness right in the middle of this Taurus field, and that hole is a quantum source field portal or stargate that is wholly connected to every other torus field hole in the universe. Now, this is where the science of quantum mechanics and the quantum field or the source field really gets interesting. This word whole is the root source of the words holistic, health, holographic, and holy. And I mean, people that are into affirmations, the concept of I am made whole, holy, healthy, holistic health, it's an affirmation for healing. They, you know, reference this concept of wholeness. And we have that in our language. But most people are not aware of how it's all connected in terms of these fields within fields, these torus fields within fields within fields. So it's an amazing thing to be able to focus on the torus field window, portal, stargate, however you want to reference it, into the source field from the atomic level to the galactic level. If you watch that two-minute video I've got on the website, as I introduced this show today on the Cosmic Love website, it is just a brilliant, orientation to this. And you know, it's only 2 minutes long. I think I'm going to go ahead and play this. You can hear the audio, but you can see the graphics, the amazing graphics on the website. So let me just cue this up and play it, this two-minute video. Now, this is from the Thrive website, thrive.com. Yeah, we've got a little glitch here. Let's see what's going on. Oh, okay. Now, this is going to be a short video. I'm downloading it now. And it's by Nassam Haramein, and it's about the double torus dynamic field. And don't ask me why this is not coming up, but I'm going to reboot the page. So this has got Foster Gamble in it. It's about a two-minute video. It's short, and it's about the torus field. And you can, some people listening to this, you can probably watch this YouTube video on your own, and I'd watch it several times. It's really just brilliant. So now I'm not getting it at all, and I don't know why. Let me just take this back to where we were. So the reason I'm really excited about this, this Thrive movement, is videos like this, and I'm really hopeful that people listening today. I was going to mention that he's going to be on my next show. I'm going to be interviewing him. It's going to be on the 28th. I'm going to go into this a little bit more, what's coming up. Those who have seen the Thrive movie and know that he talks a lot about the problems that are in the world right now, the different problems that can be solved with new technologies like free energy technologies. And he wraps up the show by talking about solutions and how to culture these solutions and how to. There's thousands of organizations around the world that are working towards these solutions and beginning to network and work together for these solutions. So I'm going to try and play this video again. Let's see if this works here. Usually I don't have any problem with it, but it just makes sense. There might be some opposition.
Dynamics are visible at various scales.
And for some reason, it's locking up again, and I don't know why. So I'm just going to go on. You can see that, like I said, yourself, and much better to see it with the video anyway. So what I was going to mention is that these torus fields are not only on an atomic level, and they're not only on a galactic level, around galaxies, but these torus fields are around every cell of the body, and they're centered in the DNA spiral helix of the cell. You know, every cell has a has a DNA spiral helix, which is actually a transceiver. They're finding out now that they used to think that most of the DNA was junk DNA, but now that they know that it's a transceiver that just it receives as well as transmits energy. And that's a fascinating concept. So there's a graphic, actually, on the website that shows it's a crop circle. And it shows a mitosis torus field. In other words, the cell division going on, the energy field and what goes on inside the cell as mitosis cell division goes along. And it's a torus field. It's also a torus field. So obviously someone upstairs, you might say, is giving us hints about the torus field as can be seen in this graphic of a crop circle diagram of the torus. Torus energy field dynamics of cell replication in our bodies. And this understanding of these fields within fields, these torus fields, and how they're all connected, explains why spontaneous evolution of our cells and consciousness is accelerating with the current surge in the source field. So you have the morphic fields of source are morphing the torus field around the earth, around our cells, around our hearts, and around the two hemispheres of our brains, which is another torus field where our consciousness registers. So quantum science has brought us around to an understanding that, yes, it's all connected in a way that is so exquisite that we never realized. And and now we're beginning to. It's like we're starting to connect. We're all starting to connect with a new common sense, a new unity conscience, the source conscience, that realize that consciousness is connected. Our consciousness is connected, all connected with the source field, and that this is the source of effective sensory perception, ESP, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Intuition of a more enlightened nature. There's nothing extra about this EXP. It's not extra sensory perception when you have it. It's just effective. It's effective sensory perception. So this is interesting. What's emerging? This understanding and the fact that this torus field, the concept of this torus field, without going into too much complexity, was the thought form. Center of attention and the focus of so much of the graphics in this Thrive movie, to me, I thought was really significant. And the understanding of how significant it is really is an understanding of the unified field theory, the unified source field. And so this is profound stuff. And it's the fact that these torus fields are connecting in a more intensified way with galactic alignment in 2012, this makes it more interesting. It's more timely. This is something that's going on right now. This is what the end of the Mayan calendar is all about, which predicted this alignment, simply because linear time doesn't apply now. All bets are off trying to delineate past trends into the future because it's going nonlinear. The source field is what's going on in our bodies is unprecedented in our cells, in our auric field, in our consciousness. It's unprecedented. You know, the trends that brought us to this point and all the dysfunction or dissociation or dis-ease that was behind so many of our problems in our core social, political, and economic institutions, they're disintegrating. The trends are disintegrating, and a new potentiality is emerging. And that new potentiality can be summed up by a shift happens. S-H-I-F-T is what I'm referring to. So we're on the threshold of a new conscience a currency for the next economy. Some are listening to, what the heck am I talking about? A new conscience currency for the next economy. Well, it's emerging, and the valuation of an economics of abundance rather this deeply entrenched habit we have of thinking about everything in terms of the economics of scarcity, there's extraordinary abundance that could be released on the earth right now with free energy technologies and holistic healing technologies that are so beyond what we have now that a lot of people just, you know, they can't see the potential because they're so vested in the past and the way it has been. So that's about to change. 2012, I think we're going to see a lot of that change. And if you haven't seen the Thrive movie, I highly recommend it. The trailer can be seen by going to thrive.com, and you can download the whole movie or purchase a DVD. It was released on 11/11/11 after 8 years of work, and it's the big picture overview of what's really going on in the world and real solutions to core problems facing humanity. So an update on that: on January 1st, there was a multilingual lady in France who interviewed Foster Gamble, who is the visionary creator, producer, and director of Thrive. And in this interview, that link I provided, again, that article, I provided that link there on that article at the Cosmic Love website. It's an important, this is an important update, this video, and it explains many key questions that were raised by many people by the full original Thrive movie. So, again, I'll be interviewing Foster Gamble on Cosmic Love January 28th. That's Saturday at 2 weeks from today, tonight. We'll be discussing the solutions part of the Thrive movement, as you can study on their website at www.thrivemovement.com. So, in the meantime, I encourage all of you to have a wonderful Taurus field connection with Source. And I'd like to kind of give a little bit of some personal Thrive comments about the Thrive process, which is the process of conscious evolution. And these are the things I've been kind of tuning into in regard to the currency of conscience. And the currency of conscience really is the currents of thrival. And there are certain principles involved that really give valuation to the currency of conscience. There's an understanding whereby science without spirituality is heartless and blind, and spirituality without activism is lethargic and lame. In other words, the concept of the marriage of science and spirituality is really central to the understanding of the currency of conscience. And the Thrive movie goes into that in more detail with a better understanding. I think that's important. Freedom and opportunity for our thrival is the objective that requires full spectrum integration of conscience, the currency of conscience. Now, you might say that's a combination of pure intention for a magnanimous heart, focused attention with a discerning mind, love's retention with the valor of the mind and heart in synergy, and you've got evolutionary ascension as we wise up and into the fifth dimension, which you might say is unity conscience. So this sequence of persuasion, you might say, or the sequence of integration from pure intention with focused attention through love's retention and evolutionary ascension of the fifth dimension. Now, this understanding of different bands or, rays of the color spectrum, people that are familiar with the teachings of the Ascended Masters are familiar with the seven rays, the different rays of light, and with the analogy of the light of consciousness or light as consciousness, and full spectrum conscience is an integration of these different rays of mastery, and which is what I've been going through. These different rays of the masters who have ascended with a momentum of mastery with pure intention, attention, retention, ascension, into the higher dimensions of these different spectrums of mastery. I may be getting a little abstract, but in any regard, what I'm saying is that there is a quickening or in the field, in the source field, that's destined for this time. And that's a process in 2012 that won't budge. We're going to see some amazing things. I really believe we're going to see some amazing things in 2012 with this quickening process. And you might say it's more light brings up, all that's less than light. It's like a healing crisis in the body of mankind. You may see some, we're already seeing the wars and rumors of wars in the Middle East. Well, that's like spiritual toxins being purged in the collective consciousness. And whether it happens or not, I really believe it's interdependent largely on the morphic field in the collective consciousness of humanity. I think as more people wake up, there's going to be more of this energy that says this far and no further. We've had enough of this terror, war, disease, death, and hell on the planet. So what we're seeing with this surge in the source field or the is the more people waking up through the internet. And you might say there's a surge in the net reality in the collective consciousness of humanity with all the networks within networks within networks, just like you have Taurus fields within Taurus fields within Taurus fields. You have the web of light, the web of consciousness. There's a surge going on, and a lot of that is mediating the mass media's mass mind, collective consciousness, with the currency of conscience. There's just more conscience in the system, and there's it's like mass awakening. And again, this is like a healing crisis in the body politic. It's like toxins are coming out, and you might say collective consciousness of humanity right now is burning a low fever. And basically, it's purging, a lot of these spiritual toxins and burning a fever. There's cold-like symptoms, and this is like a healing crisis in the body politic. So what I'm saying is that this process is creating homeostasis. It's the healing process is like a checks and balances in the body politics of the collective consciousness. And the extremes are coming into balance. There's new communication tools and processes emerging that involve and evolve the currency of conscience for a healing process. And we're seeing that with a new social conscience emerging in our social networks. You have all these, like Facebook and all Twitter, you have all these different social networks there's communities within communities and communities of networks, and there's a new conscience emerging, and people are becoming aware of how it's all connected, how we're all connected, and how the centering principle, you might say, is the relationships of relevance and ultimate reverence, our relationship to Source and how we're co-creators with Source. So the source of all solutions, you might say, is this unified source field for systemic transformation, which is going on from depression to inspiration, from devolution to evolution, from degeneration to regeneration, from disintegration to integration, from construction to construction. A new world is being constructed. It's being born. And this is the shift from, you might say, politically, from tyranny and austerity to liberty and prosperity. This is a huge shift going on now. George Washington once said that of all the habits, I think this was in his farewell speech or one of his famous speeches that's quoted a lot, where he said that of all the habits and dispositions which lead to prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. Well, times change, but this core truth just doesn't budge. I mean, morality is the heart of all great world religions. Or as Mahatma, great soul Gandhi, said, if a man reaches the heart of his own religion, he has reached the heart of all religions. So if we want politics and government to work well, and if we want the government to do right, and if we want prosperity blessed by the spirit that matters, then we won't separate religion and morality. George Washington also said, "In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of religion and morality. In vain would any man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert religion and morality." So without common sense vision of this virtue and valor for the victory of the currency of conscience, just without that conscience, political belief systems are just BS. Not just BS in terms of a belief system, but as an abbreviation for bereft of spirituality. And that's the bottom line, that morality is the currency of conscience. I mean, spiritual currency is the definitive foundation of global civility. And there's no security without this purity. I mean, there are no human solutions to human problems. Human solutions merely compound human problems. There are only divine solutions to human problems. The foundation for worldwide love is now and ever shall be our pure intention to focus attention with love's retention for evolutionary ascension into higher dimensions of the soul's source connection. The same connection to the same source at the heart of every soul, nation, and global humanity as a whole. The soul of source is the common source of common sense unity conscience, which is the heart of universal love, the source of our common wealth, health, and common universal law, the source of, by, and for the currency of conscience. It's the source of honor. So this is to honor the Holy Trinity of divine power, discerning wisdom, and decisive love at heart. And the integration of this threefold flame, power, wisdom, and love, is the Holy Spirit of love and action, which you might say is the legislative branch of source, which through public representation makes executive power accountable to judicial wisdom. There's checks and balances there, just like there's checks and balances throughout the universe, and there's laws regarding these checks and balances. It pretty much comes back to that Holy Trinity, the threefold flame, and how that works, and the different dimensions of that. In every Taurus field, you might say, on all levels, from the atomic level to the galactic level, to our heart chakras, to the cellular dynamics of DNA replication. So this is the currency of conscience that is streaming through the source field like a download of conscientious common sense. I mean, this is the light of cosmic love. This is what my cosmic love talk show is about, streaming the intelligence of source in the unified source field of quantum reality. So the spirit of love is the heart of wisdom that empowers the reason for all seasons, the full presence of conscience as the gift of the present, the currency of conscience in the infinite and eternal continuum of now. So here's to your health. Here's to your 2012 with a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of more light and love, easier and faster. Thanks for listening to Cosmic Love. I'm going to finish up with a little meditation the rest of the show. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.